More on charisma, more on the secrets. Let's focus on creativity. Let the creative juices flow. An important trait of charismatic people. When you look at the section, this is under your core qualities as a charismatic person, as a charismatic leader. As Albert Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Let's talk about blind spot. The self-perception bias with creativity is the mind-numbing thought of, I'm not creative, or creativity cannot be learned. Creativity is like every skill and attribute in this book. Everyone can learn and master each one of these. It doesn't matter if you've tried to be creative in the past. Creativity will open your mind, you will feel less tied down, and it will enable you to see more solutions. It doesn't matter if you tend to compare yourself to highly creative people or hope to be more creative. This skill can be learned. Learn to trust your mind for creative solutions. So what's the research show? We're not born creative. We're not creative because our brain is different. We learn creativity. Creativity is not a result of some magic brain region that some people have and others don't. As long as you're at least average in your intelligence, and you're listening to this, so you pass, you can be creative. We also know that effective leadership is usually based in creative problem solving, and highly creative people have a high level of specialized knowledge, call it competence, and are capable of divergent thinking. That would be the ability to draw on ideas from different disciplines and fields. So how about some good content? No one can really go far in life without tapping into their own internal creativity. We know your creativity is there. You just have to be able to tap into it. Most people underestimate their creative potential of themselves and of those around them. As a charismatic leader, you must be able to collectively join and unite creative forces to solve challenges. So what is creativity? It gives you the ability to generate new ideas to solve old or new problems. We can call it being resourceful or imaginative. When you have tapped into this creativity, you can find new ways and practices to improve existing systems. When you tap into the creativity of those around you, it generates new interest and goals and more excitement about the future. Being creative is taking old ideas, new ideas, imagination, and creative, a combination that solves the problem. It is taking thoughts or ideas that seem unrelated and formulating a creative solution. Everyone has access to the same information, but creativity comes when people see, organize, or combine the information in a new way. One thing that holds people back is they focus on all the negative aspects of the problem they are trying to solve. They focus so much on the worry and what could go wrong, they miss the solution or what could go right. Another block in your creativity is fear. If the people around you fear your comments, have the fear of being criticized, or fear of being accepted, they will squash your creativity. Creativity is a right-brained activity. If you can dream, if you can imagine, if you can hope, you can be creative. When you can tap into your creativity or allow those around you to feel open to be creative, then you must have opened the doors to creative solutions. You become more charismatic, and the members of your team will collectively find the right answers. These answers often could not be found by one solo individual person. Those that tend to be more creative and more successful, more open to change, and see the opportunity even in the greatest setbacks. They can think of new possibilities, feel in more control, and spend more time on the results versus the problem. Creative people aren't the ones that are full of tattoos, have the purple hair, and sing in a band. In fact, most creative people tend to be average. Creative people are all around you. It is your job as a charismatic person to become creative yourself and empower others to be creative and help them feel safe with their creativity. Just because you have tapped into your creativity does not mean all of a sudden you're doing excellent work or solving all the world's problems. Creativity is more of a spark that ignites the fire. The willingness to be wrong, the desire to experiment, and having the guts to fail are all ingredients you will need to maintain your creativity. Part of being creative is never being satisfied with the status quo, and the willingness to ask why at the right times. You must create either a personal or corporate atmosphere for creativity. Don't downplay any ideas, and always show enthusiasm for new ideas and their willingness of others to think innovatively. Many resist being creative or wanting to rock the boat. What if it doesn't work, they think. We all want to guarantee it'll work out. We want to see the results, or what others think before a comment or suggestion is made. We have to pay the price, face the consequences to win the game. When we are creative and stick our neck out, we will face some bumps in the road, but you'll never get to your destination if you aren't willing to drive over the bumps. Top performers know that creative change is the key to both their success and their ability to influence and create charisma. Application. Here are 6 steps you can follow to become more creative right now. Always try to find at least 5 solutions to each challenge. This forces you to be creative and to understand there is not always one solution to every challenge. 2, use group synergy and energy to find solutions. Other people's experiences, education, and thinking processes are different and should be used. 3, never downplay any suggestion or ideas. Sure, they might be less than ideal. They might even be a little lame. But as a group, you can build, change, adjust, or fine-tune any idea to solve your challenge. 4, have confidence in your subconscious mind. Many of the answers are there. Take time to be alone with your thoughts and trust in yourself, and they will be discovered. 5, practice telling stories, metaphors, or analogies. Choose any subject at random and come up with various ways to teach someone else the topic using stories, metaphors, or analogies. This exercises your creative muscle. 6, time is not always your friend. Be patient with solutions you are seeking. It might take longer than expected, but the perfect solution is always worth the wait. Henry Ford is a great example of creativity. He was always the one to shake things up and think of things or procedures that were not generally accepted. He was one that had a very lively imagination, and sometimes you could say strange, and he would be known to daydream. He was an incredible inventor with 161 patents. He changed manufacturing forever when he created the assembly line for his car factory. He was able to produce cars at a record speed, which meant lower prices and more profit. He paid his workers well, which let them buy cars, which created incredible loyalty. His creativity changed the nation, changed an industry, and changed manufacturing. So the key? Creativity involves the ability to generate new ideas. To master creativity, you must have access to new information. Read new books, listen to educational CDs, watch the Discovery Channel, pick a foreign topic to review or learn. Branch out and learn from many different industries and topics. Magazines are also a great resource to stimulate your mind. Hang out with children. They are naturally creative and will expand your creativity. Your mind will become more fertile, more imaginative, and help generate new creative ideas when you need them. What I want you to do is brainstorm 10 creative ideas to solve your biggest challenge.